Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. And we're always available like a hooker on a corner on our My Talk app. And if you can't listen to us live, listen to us later. That's right, Lex.
That's right. Keep date. Come on. Take us anywhere.
Take us. Take us when you're, you know, I don't know, you've just gotten off work from doing an overnight shift and you're just trying to chill out before you go to sleep in the morning.
Yeah.
We'll help you.
Yeah.
We'll help you, girl.
We're your always available hooker. That's what we
That's
are.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. We're prostitutes,
tap
all of
app.
Us, all four of us. That's
it.
Right. Tap that app. We're pretty cheap, too. And don't forget, it's double coupon Wednesdays, too. So,
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We're hookers that accept coupons.
There are prizes. You can win,
that's
too.
Right. We've got prizes
on
our app.
Yeah, listener rewards.
That's right. We'll actually give you stuff to listen to this crap. That's how desperate we are.
Yeah.
And speaking of shows and podcasts, don't forget to download the newest episode this week of Dawn and Kenny's podcast, News from the Krabby Coffee Shop. What's happening at the Krabby Coffee Shop? You're going to have to listen to find out. Go to garagelogic.com, and while you're at it, listen to our buddy Colleen and Bradley's podcast, Deep in the Shallow. And finally, the entire third season of my podcast with Colin, Two Fairy Godfathers, is available now. Catch up before season 4 launches in February. You got to take a plane to get to Disney, to get to Phoenix, to get to Dallas, to get to Ozark, whatever. And we've been talking about this. People are awful on planes. And,
they are so bad. We feel
sorry for flight attendants. And BuzzFeed has a great... What's the topic of the list on?
This is flight attendants are calling out the most entitled things passengers have done. And...
Oh, no. This already a secondhand embarrassment for them.
This woman who wrote the article, Liz Richardson, she said, and honestly, I'm taken aback. Let's start with the people having sex on the airplane. This is coming from a flight attendant.
That's wrong?
Kenny.
This was in a seat.
Where are they
doing? This was in the back row. Okay,
perfect.
Two people
That's
on the back row
spot.
Of economy were, how can I put this delicately, bouncing.
Canning apricots.
She was having a joyride. As I passed by, I made a comment along the lines of, if I can see you, so can the children. And this is not for children's eyes. So they stopped and remained in their own seats for the rest of the flight. Thank God they stopped.
Oh. Kenny, I don't want to speak for you, but those type of shenanigans don't happen where Kenny and I sit. I'm just going to say.
I have a story about a first class passenger.
Well, unless unless you're the only one in first class and it's a red eye and the flight attendant suggested it, then of course it's okay.
Well, this person was the only one in first class. That's why they knew it was him. I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
So this guy in first class... she had to tell him to stop shaving his head during the meal service.
Oh, gross.
She was handing out the meals. She heard a vibrating sound. And she assumed that somebody was...
Yeah, going to town.
Yeah. If she assumed that that's what the sound was, that means that people do that on planes. I just want to point that out. But she found this guy shaving his head bald at his seat. Electric razors are technically allowed on board, so all I could ask him to do was please... No, not to shave or go to the bathroom instead. And then in bold letters, she wrote, how bald do you need to be on a 5-hour flight? That's a Canadian, that's Air Canada.
That's a great
flight
response,
attendant.
Actually. That's fantastic.
Oh, boy. This lady says she was working, man or woman flight attendant. I apologize. So this flight attendant said that this was an international flight. There was this mom that had a very young child in her lap and then an older child, a toddler, who was climbing on everything. On the seat in the galley while I was cooking. She said it was so dangerous to have a toddler climbing in and out of the food and beverage carts, pulling all the emergency equipment and climbing on the jump seats while his father was busy drinking.
Oh, get control.
Man, that is embarrassing.
That kid could have been enrages me.
Yeah, hurts.
Oh.
Yes. Control that child.
I know that this is a...
While you're in there, grab a few extra gingies.
Yeah, bring him back to daddy.
Yeah.
He needs to sober up.
Yeah, do something.
We have someone who, this is a woman. On the other end of the entitlement spectrum, there are men who felt entitled to grab me and make gross stewardess fantasy comments. Ugh. This was pre-Me Too, so the airline did very little to protect us.
Gross.
Let's be clear. That hasn't been acceptable in decades. It should never have been acceptable, no, but come on. It's you gross perverts.
Yeah, that would have been like 5 years ago. So yes, crazy.
Yeah.
Some guy was having severe distress. Like he passed out, and the woman or man, the flight attendant, was coming by with all of their emergency gear, and somebody grabbed her on the way and said, "I asked for a Diet Coke like 10 minutes ago." And she replied, "Did you not hear us asking if there was a doctor on the plane?"
Was that Joe Souchere? I think that's my friend Joe.
Oh, my God. There was severe turbulence on a flight, and there was the emergency button once again pressed. They had told everybody, do not get up. It was severe turbulence, okay? You can barely walk through the aisles. So the flight attendant waited a few seconds, but they didn't turn it off. So they cautiously made their way down the back of the plane, slamming into aisles on both sides. That's how much turbulence. Reached the passenger, and he very nonchalantly says, "Hi, can I get some water for my cat?"
Oh,
okay.
My.
Oh, my.
And wow. She goes, no, you cannot.
Wow. No, you cannot. You cannot get water for your pussycat.
Tabby is thirsty.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my.
Can Mr. Bigglesworth get some water, please?
He's just dying back there.
Some lady spilled some wine in business class, and the flight attendant came back to clean up the mess and says, "When I knelt down to wipe the floor, she stuck her leg in my face as if I was supposed to clean her. I stood up, I handed her the linens and asked the passenger next to her if there was anything else I could do, and then walked away."
Oh, God.
This is crazy. Oh, boy.
So disgusting. This makes me... Ugh.
Here's a first class one. I once had a woman who refused to fasten her seatbelt, demanded a cocktail the minute she stepped on the aircraft, and told me that if I didn't show her bag properly, she would immediately contact the CEO of my company. Oh. If I didn't show her bag.
I wonder if it was a typo. Stowe,
right. She then stopped in the middle of the aisle, first class cabin, and decided it was a great time to repack her carry-on with a jetway full of people behind her.
Oh, that's the worst.
You gross, entitled ass
she
goblin.
She took up the entire aisle with the contents of her bag. She was in the aisle and decided to leave it there while she sauntered off to the back of the plane to freshen up.
No.
Are you kidding me?
The security hauled her away.
Wow.
Needless to say, she didn't even make it back to the first class cabin.
Good.
Divider before the security hauled her away.
That's what I want to hear more of.
That's right. You want me to end with that one, or you want the other one about the first class passenger?
Yeah. Oh,
Why don't we do this? Why don't we break?
Yeah. Come back.
Then on the other side, tell us that, and then that'll lead in perfectly. We have an airport theme going on, because then Alexis is going to tell you about the weirdest crap confiscated by the TSA. So I'm sure we're going to hear more entitled Ask Goblin stories. So stay right there. We'll be back right after this. I love that song. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the Morning on My Talk and streaming worldwide on our My Talk app. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny on this Friday. So Dawn was just telling us horror stories from flight attendants. Good list from BuzzFeed. But Dawn, you have your own story.
No, I don't have my own story. This is just the grossest one on here.
Oh,
this is the one about the first class passenger I just want to end it with.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, so this flight attendant said, "A couple of years ago, I was working for a famous airline and a first class passenger pooped on the floor of the restroom. We knew it was him since he was the only one in first class. He wasn't drunk or anything. It was just pure disrespect."
Oh,
that's
no.
disgusting.
So there you go. That's the ending story.
Ew.
There are other ones on here, but I was like, I don't need to tell all of these.
Oh my God.
We'll just put the list on our website if you want to check it out.
I'll absolutely do that.
I was laughing because as you were reading that last story, Colin walked in and he walked like Igor, like he was some sort of servant, and brought me my coffee. Whatever, Colin.
You are so beautiful to me. See, do you like the little song I'm singing for you? That was for you. Thank you. You are so beautiful.
He's
Thank
going
you
back to
for
bed.
The coffee. Are you going back to bed? Okay.
He's leaving. He's taking a shower. Bye.
He's a little spicy this morning. Okay.
Well, love you. Know. Thank you. Full of gratitude. Okay.
Okay. Chirp. Seriously. I know. It's so great being married to me. So we have an airport theme select. You have a list of weird items from the TSA.
Yes. So the TSA tweeted out their top 10 catches of 2021. And some of the things that people think that they can bring on the airplane is crazy. For instance, in Atlantic City, a passenger tried to bring bullets in a stick of deodorant.
Oh, so he was he knew that it was wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah. These are people trying to get away with it.
Smuggle it in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep, took that little cartridge of the deodorant, you know, the little pack thing, and then put some bullets under there. Yep. Of course, got caught. Thank you, TSA.
Thank you, TSA.
In Newark, they confiscated an old-school-looking pistol.
Was it just like a... Like an antique-looking
pistol,
a black powder one.
Yes, oh yeah.
Oh.
Like really cool-looking, but you can't do that.
No, you can't. It's so easy to check them. Yes. All you have to do is check them.
Yeah,
that's all you have to do. It's not a big deal.
Now, this would be a big deal, I guess, even if you checked it to a man tried to bring on a burrito with meth inside.
Yeah, don't do that. That's not going to work.
Was it mixed in?
It was a meth burrito, yeah.
So it was...
Oh,
like a little tube, like the little tube. Bags
so
of
it
tubes.
Wasn't. It's not like he sprinkled it in there just to eat the meth burrito.
No, but that would be something. No, he tried to. Yep,
he's going to distribute that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In Honolulu, someone tried to bring a firearm buckle in.
A belt
like
buckle.
Austin that, Powers.
That doubles as a tiny little purse gun.
Yeah,
right?
Little tiny pistol. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard of such a thing.
It looks really cool, but
illegal.
No. Yeah, yeah, you can't be bringing that on the plane. How about a cleaver? I don't know why anybody would think. Yeah, like the big,
as in
huge
meat cleaver.
And this one looks rusty and gross. And what?
There's nothing more fun than using a cleaver, by the way.
Oh, I bet.
Hi-ya! Chop!
Yeah.
Does it matter where you cut?
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep in mind, Kenny lives between like a forest and a bear preserve.
So. Yeah, there's nothing more fun than a meat cleaver.
Yeah. Someone thought they could bring bear spray on board.
Speaking of wilderness.
We have a machete. Someone thought. Okay. And fireworks in Syracuse.
Wow.
Okay. Big no-no.
That's a dumb person right there. I don't like to use that word, but that's just pure stupidity.
Oh.
You're going to bring fireworks onto a flying aluminum can? Come on.
Yeah, set those off in the parking lot before you go into the airport. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Can you even drive fireworks at all, like in your check luggage? Because
it depends per
state. Like, you can't... Bring fireworks over state lines.
Yeah,
no,
that's
you're
what
not
they
supposed
say.
To.
Yeah.
My cousins from California used to do it all the time. But
no, that's
I would hope not.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, and the worst thing that someone tried to take on a plane, guys, TSA caught, thank goodness. What? And I don't know, this would be, if they didn't, this would be crazy. But in New Orleans, someone tried to check bring on a chainsaw.
Oh.
And TSA says, can't stump us.
Hilarious.
Oh wow, the TSA doing dad jokes.
Yeah.
Well, that's hilarious. Fantastic.
Oh yeah. Sorry, Jace, what were you saying about the fireworks?
I love that the fireworks, how are people that dumb? How are you that dumb?
Yeah.
And again, I don't like to use that word a lot or stupid, but truly, to me, that is stupidity.
Yeah.
How can you think that bringing fireworks onto a flying can is a
They're
great
not
idea?
They're notice this. They'll just scan over it, and it will be just fine. No, they got dogs. I actually had something confiscated the last time I was on a plane. My mom had given us some silverware with like a bamboo handle.
Uh-huh.
And I just threw it in the bag thinking, ah, no big deal. Because, oh, one of my hacks at the airplane. Okay, anyway, that, I'll get to that in a second. But so they scan it through and they took all the knives. So I have all the forks and the spoons. But they took the knives. I was like, what a moron. We checked three bags. What's wrong with me? I just wasn't thinking and... There went through.
I get my Leatherman tool taken out of my purse pretty much every time
yes.
I take a flight because I forget it's
Which
in there.
Which tool, yep. sweetie?
My Leatherman. It's a knife. It's it's a multi-tool, right, Kenny?
Yeah.
No, I want to. How do we describe this? Looks like a pliers with a Swiss Army knife stuff in the handles, and it folds up neatly and goes in a little pouch, right?
Yeah.
And it's called a Leatherman, like
Leatherman.
David?
Leatherman.
Leatherman. It's a brand.
That's the brand.
But yeah. They don't confiscate it, though, right? They you just say, oh, I have it for tools and...
They confiscate it. You can't have
they
it.
They take it. Oh, they that's go, the worst.
But they did offer last time. This usually doesn't happen.
To check it.
They do say, do you, or we can ship it to you for $15.
Oh!
So...
I lost one of the coolest pocket knives ever. Tiny little thing. Couldn't cut your finger if you wanted to with it. It was so dull. At a Wild game. Forgot it was in my pocket.
They wouldn't
hold on to it. My truck was parked, 20 miles away. So walking back to the truck and bad weather wasn't an option. I was so bummed by that. And it's just plain stupidity on my part, not thinking, forgetting it's
one
in
time,
there.
One time I didn't have really time to go back to my car, but I did go hide it in a plant.
Yeah.
Right outside the door.
Yeah.
Smart.
And I got back in the TSA line.
Yep. Yeah. Did you ever find it on the way?
I got it back. Yeah, when I came back, it was in the plant.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's brilliant, Dawn.
You, McClane.
The fact, Dawn, that you carry a Leatherman tool in your purse, I can't tell you how much respect I have for you. Oh, my God.
I got to bug out. If I didn't have my bag, that's in my car, at least I have that.
That's amazing to me. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Okay. No, that's awesome. My my quick hack.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
before I forget, because so you check whatever bags, the big bags. But if you have a bag that can fit in the overhead compartment, and but you've already checked bags, or maybe you don't, it's not a big deal. Like if you have to wait for the bag to come out on the conveyor belt afterward. And you don't have to pay for this, is when you go, and maybe everyone's like, yeah, Alexis, everybody knows this. But if you don't, as you're going on and they're, scanning your phone or your pass to get on the plane, you can say, I'd like to check this, and they'll do it for free.
Yep.
Yeah, everybody knows. Okay.
They're like, and they beg you to do it now.
When you're at the gate,
they're like, please, this is a full flight. We don't have enough room. Please just set your luggage up here and we'll put it underneath. And then you're not paying that $35
fee.
And
they'll check it for free.
Really?
And the last time they didn't make the announcement over the intercom, I just asked, like, hey, can we check this? And she said, yes, and no problem. And then
Just wait when you get off there, and it's all sitting there for you.
Right, but we had already checked three bags, so it wasn't, oh, good, I'm glad someone was, so, okay,
yeah,
yes.
We are cheap like that, yes.
I'm impressed.
So
that's
you can do
cool.
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes.
Jason,
keep that in mind.
You seem confused with the Leatherman tool, but you, my friend, are the proud owner of a couple of really cool knives that you got from your nephew, right? For Christmas?
Oh, yeah. I sent you a picture. Yeah, my nephew, Carter, who eats squirrels and groundhogs and random animals. He's a hunter. Yeah, he gave me a cool knife for Christmas.
Yeah. So, if he's listening right now, that's your next gift idea for Jason.
Right.
Give him a Leatherman or
David
a multi-tool.
Letterman knife.
Yeah. Not Letterman, Leatherman.
Yeah. Carter, if you're listening, #favorite nephew.